Ciao, people, and welcome to a new episode of Making Movies with Mattia, the podcast for the people who work or want to work in the entertainment industry. I'm Mattia Capasso, and today I'm here to present a costume designer. She's Italian like me, and she moved in UK to pursue her dream on working in costume department. After she got a MA in costume design for performance in London College of Fashion, she started working in different feature and short film, as well as TV series and music video. Until now, she's currently working as trainee for different high-end TV series. I'm pleased to welcome Ilaria Mosca.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Ilaria.
Hi, Mattia.
First of all, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm really glad that you are here. I'm still really, really sorry that you are doing now this interview right now that you finished your shift. So I might think you are really tired now.
Don't worry, it's good. I'm used to that.
Good to know, good to know. And try to be as easy as possible, so no worry, and you will not feel tired after this interview. So I'll start, of course, with a question. Recap to me, what's your job about and what are your duties?
Okay, I'm a costume trainee in high-end TV, but I also a costume designer in more indie project and short film. So in the projects where I design the costume, I normally take care of all the decisions regarding the costume. So I read the script, I meet the director and talk about the visual style that he wants to give to that. So I start to think what each character can wear according to the particular scene, the feeling that they're expressing, the kind of person that they are, and the social class, also the time of the year, everything that needs to tell a story through the garment that he's wearing. So I need to start to look for visual references, then I take measurements from the actors and start to find possible options of this costume, do fittings, and during fittings take pictures so that I can send them to the directors and he can approve them or maybe say I want to go to a different direction. And that's mostly this in prep, while the day of the shoot on short films and indie, I'm mostly usually the only person, or sometimes I get an assistant, and we need to dress the actors and take care of the continuity of the costume in the scenes. So, for example, if a sleeve in a scene is rolled up, in the next scene that is gonna be shown in the movie, even if it's shot 3 weeks after, it needs to be the same sleeve rolled up in the same way. That's the most basic things. While when I work as trainee in big production, obviously we have huge teams compared to those. And at trainee, the job can be different. Sometimes you're a general trainee, sometimes you're an office trainee and you take care of paperwork, returns, receipts, and all these kind of things, and a bit of helping generally in the costume office. Then there can be the crowd trainee, where you help all the costume crowd department, so all the extras, to do fittings and on the day to be on set with them, to dress them and take care of all the continuity, like I explained before. And the general trainee does a bit of everything. And that's my favorite. So apart from these roles, sometimes you can be asked to go to shops and do returns. So whatever basically has been bought for shops as an option for the characters, after fitting what we don't choose, we're returning to the shop and everything. Or sometimes it happened that they asked me to buy something. Normally the buyer does that, but sometimes, you know, can send you, oh, I saw this jacket in H&M. she sent me a picture. Can you buy three of those? And other time I'm sending, there's a lot of driving. So I'm sent like up and down London between suppliers, costume hires, and specific people that does specific jobs in costume, like if a jacket needs an embroidery detail, maybe the designer can send it to the embroiderer and I can bring it there and then go pick it up when it's ready. Then I generally help a bit in the department, keep everything organized, everything in place, take care of the paperwork even there. Like, it really depends from project to project, but it's a general helping and a bit in everything because it's your training. So that while you're a trainee, you can figure it out which part of the costume department interests you and which roles are the ones that you're really good, so that then when you step up as junior and then more, you can specialize because there are very different roles in the costume department. So yeah, that's it.
This is a question came from me right now. It might be really silly, but as I said before, I'm ignorant about your department. You are both pre-production and also during production, right?
Yeah, and also after, we do wrap.
Even after wrap, yeah. Really?
Yeah, because basically in pre-production, there's all the whole department. In pre-production, there's first the designer that develop all the designs, and then there's a crowd supervisor that also following the direction of what the designer wants, she develops the general mood boards and references for the crowds. And so then they start buying or hiring costumes that are in the right style. So then we start to have fittings with the actor or with the crowd. And after that, we start shooting. During shooting, still there are more fittings because there are for the following scenes. It's all like in a process, but we need to start before the shooting, way before, like at least a month. Sometimes there's 3 months prep. It really depends on the job. When we finish shooting, we need to do the wrap. So depending also if it's a period or a contemporary, or we need to do returns or see where all these clothes that we buy are going to go. If it's a period and we hired a lot of costumes, like a lot from different costume houses, we need to identify again what is coming from where. And find all the paperwork, put them all together, bag them, send them back to where they came from. But this can take weeks when it's a huge stock of costumes. So, but yeah, I like that.
Curious.
Yeah.
In every kind of from the beginning to the end, you stay.
yeah, I like that. Not every role in the costume department stays from beginning to the end. Normally the trainee, yeah, or most of that. But for example, a standby, there is the costume person that is specifically on set. She's normally hired from the week before shooting to the end of shooting. And then she's finished. Like, really depends on which role or costume you are.
Understood. Of course, mentioned before, you are Italian like me. You came in London to study and work. Tell me about your job background. What's your job background, and how did you manage to get where are you now?
Okay, so yeah, basically I had my BA in fashion in Italy, and then I moved here to do my MA in costume. But I didn't have any contacts, basically, and this is obviously a job, again, that requires networking and contacts. So it took me quite a while to get my foot in. I started obviously I like because I didn't know how it worked. So I came from the Italian mental idea that you need to study, then you finish studying, and then you look for a job. While here is a bit different. So yeah, I just started trying through Facebook, getting in contact with other emerging like directors or producers for short films mostly, so that I could build my portfolio, because my big aim is to be the designer at the end. So anyway, I wanted to build my portfolio and so that I can show to people, and through that I can get jobs. So I started to work for short films, music videos. Obviously, most of them at the beginning were unpaid.
Same.
Like one time I got an assistant designer for an indie feature, like 15 days, completely unpaid. Like I wouldn't do it
50
now.
50 like 5-0 or
no, 1-5.
Ah, 1-5. Okay. Still a lot.
But still a lot, because if you're not coming from a family that has a lot of money to sustain you 2 weeks or not working to go to do that, is still a lot.
I know.
Because in the meantime, I was doing lots of jobs like waitressing, catering, retail, other things. And mostly catering, so that I had the flexibility to do my projects.
So you work part-time this other job you did?
At the beginning.
Mm.
Like, yeah, just after graduations. Nice. Just after graduation, yeah, I used to work like part-time. And then I had my costume projects because they were also unpaid and I needed to live somehow.
Yeah. That's true,
then,
especially when you live, as you mentioned before, when you don't have your parents with you.
Yeah, like I had bills and everything. So, researching, basically, I found Screen Skills. That is an organization that is for the development of the young generations on the film industry. So they select every year a group of people from each department, like a group of new starters, basically. But you still have to have a couple of credits already. So I had likely my short films, for example. They kind of work as a connection between us that want to be trainees and these big high-end TV productions and TV series. So, and also there's the one for film. Through them, luckily I got into this program for a year. Through them, I got my first trainee job. That was the third day with Jude Law. And
cool.
Through that, then I got another job that I was like basically we were working in this studio on the third day, and the room next to us, there was another production, The Great. When I was almost finishing on the third day, and I knew that The Great was going on another bit more, I just brought my CV there, like, oh, do you need a costume trainee? And they already had some, but actually they said, yeah, we need an office costume trainee. Do you want to come? So I did another 2 months there. And then, like, you start to build basically a network through the jobs that you worked on. People remember of you or recommend you to someone else if they need a trainee. So, yeah, that's how now I'm getting other jobs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my next step is to step up to junior position, because I did quite a lot of experience, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Nice, nice. As you mentioned before, you work in period drama, and you said that there's difference on making mostly a period drama. Is there any difference in running a costume department depending if the production is a period of contemporary?
Yeah, like some aspects of that, yes, like the buying and the designing. Like the design process is the same, but when the moment you need to go find the garments, if it's a contemporary one, there's the buyer and she goes to shops. While if it's a period one, we have a lot of places called costume hire houses that have like huge stock of costume of different period and different social classes. And obviously you go select the costume that can be suitable for your film. So that's the big difference. And then it's all the rest depends of which period also, because there are Yeah, the costumes are different, the way you dress the actors and the undergarments are different. But that's the biggest difference, where the costumes are coming from and the way you build it. And obviously, that's the timing is also different, because if there's a last minute change of idea of the designer, of the director, if it's a contemporary, you may run to a shop, while if it's a period, it's a bit more tricky. And then there are makers that can make customized costume. Like mostly the higher places are for extras or secondary characters or small scenes where you see that costume just once, but there's no changes to the costume. Like there's not gonna be a blood stain or any kind of rip, because in that case you need duplicates of that costume. Like even breakdown, if you have a scene of a character running in a field for a couple of hours and then he fall on the ground and something else happen, you're gonna have like at least six copy of the same trouser with different stages of how much is dirty and where is dirty, and according to why is dirty, if it's a wound or did he fall on the floor and there's mud. So you need to take care of all these aspects. And actually, this is a particular figure in costume department that I really love, is the costume breakdown. That is the one that take care of all the aging and breakdown of the costume to make it actually look realistic and that a person actually lives that costume.
Cool. So a lot, of course, as you mentioned, continuity, of course,
Oh yeah.
taking care about continuity. That's true. This is another question came right now, talking about contemporary. You mentioned that, okay, you go sometime shopping for, like you mentioned, H&M or other branch for, something they might need. How did they manage when there is a big branch in it? There's some sort of copyright once you
You
present.
mean can they put a Gucci t-shirt?
Like
Okay,
especially in
normally.
independent, especially mostly in independent, I ask.
Yeah, in the independent, I'm not sure. Like, normally, the general rule is don't put logos. Like, even if it's a Gucci t-shirt, don't have Gucci written there unless you need to ask. Yeah, I'm not really sure about that yet, but yeah, there are laws about that. So to avoid all that, don't put logos. Unless like a character really is calling for that. Like if it's a character that you say, no, the best way to express this character is that he has a huge Adidas print on his t-shirt, then okay, and you're gonna get all these permissions and license. But otherwise, avoid it.
I personally, the only maybe thing I can say, when I used to do occasionally also extra or essay, and when they call us and you know, be on scene with regular cloth bring by us, they always ask, are not too much appearing, or a particular color, and no branch, especially for the extra.
Especially extra, because they need to be the background. You don't like no brand, but also like not something too details, too particular that the eye of the viewer will go to the extra costume and distract you from the action that is actually happening. Like the extra needs to be a background, needs to fit with all the story that you're telling, give you the general impression, but not attract too much your attention.
True. Now about yourself, during some of your shift, did you have any particular moment or memorable, whatever is good or bad?
A fun moment would be basically when I was on my first trainee job. Was my second week, so I was completely new. I mean, I had experience in short films, but I was new to how a big department was working. So what happened is that basically we needed more replicas, more doubles of these trousers for Jude Law, because he was in this scene when for days he was in the same trousers and running in the field with blood and dirt. So at a certain point they needed way more, because the ones that we had got discolored or something. But these trousers were from a common brand shop in the UK, but they didn't have it anyone on stock anymore in any UK store. So my supervisor told me, Ilaria, tomorrow you're flying to Milan, because the only shop we found that still has the trousers is in Milan, and we needed it. So they booked me a ticket, and they sent me an Addison Lee in the morning to pick me up, bring me to the airport. I fly to Milan, go to the shop, pick up the trousers that luckily they reserved that, and had lunch, go back. That was really cool.
This is all in one day, right?
Yeah.
How long did you, how much time did you spend on, in general, the whole travel?
From home back home, I think I got over time, because it was more, and it was a Sunday also. I think it was about 22 hours or something. I don't know. They picked me up early in the morning around 5, and I came back home around midnight. But obviously they gave me the day off the day after, like they said. Like they sent it another driver to pick up the trousers, and then they said, okay, tomorrow don't come, it's off.
So not really stressful at the end.
Yeah, no, it was actually fun.
That's really cool to know. So what costume must do some time.
Yeah, there are crazy emergencies.
That's funny. Of course, as I mentioned before, you are working. You came up right now from a job. Is there, of course, if we are allowed to know, is there's a project coming up, like, or something you are working on that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, I'm currently working on a feature film. I can't really tell the title or the cast, but it's set in the 50s, so it's really cool for me, because it's my first time that I do something set in the 50s with 50s costumes, and I'm learning a lot about this kind of period. And I'm not sure what I can say more about it.
Yeah, no worry. Just say 50s, nice to know. It's
Yeah,
nice to
it's
know.
nice.
Of course, this one might be my last question, but if I have something else, I might ask. For those who are listening, what will you recommend to those starting out?
Start early, like start to get experience wherever you can, even while you're studying. I did my BA and then an hour and a half of break before getting to the MA, because I need to work to get money to get to MA. But and then at the DMA, where I was working part-time, because I still needed to, I mean, I had the student loan, but I still needed a bit of money. So I actually started to work in costume just after my MA. That was when I was 25 at that point. While here, the school system is completely different. And not only they get already kind of specialized during the high school and the foundation diploma, but also during the BA, you get placements here. So you basically have the opportunity to be a trainee also while you are doing your BA. So even I met trainees that are 21 and I'm trainee. Like, so sometimes I feel I lost a lot of time. Obviously, it's not lost. I got a lot of experiences, obviously I got an MA, and I design my own projects. But at the same time, if I started way early, if I knew that this was how it worked, now I would have been already, like, you know, in more senior positions. So, and then, like, if you can go in whatever project, like assist in short films. Obviously, short films is easier because if you do 1 or 2 days unpaid, it's not the end of the world, while obviously you don't want to do more than that being unpaid, because that gets difficult. But yeah, like, try to start out as soon as possible in whatever, even the smallest project is still the learning and gives you credit, and the credit gives you the opportunity that someone else called you. So
this one is just to give you, to encourage you that I'm also, you know, I'm technically a runner, which, you know, is technically the lowest position ever, made always by young people. I'm currently almost 29, and, you know, it's rare to find a runner of this age. And despite this, I met people older than me that they are studying that.
It's also true that, even speaking with more senior people than me, I came to the conclusion, maybe I feel that I'm behind, but it's still not, because I'm requiring maybe more experience than other people. So when I will get the occasion that someone gives me a task, I will be confident doing it rather than panicking because I stepped up too early and I don't know what actually I'm doing. And also everybody has their different paths, you know. I'm gonna get there where I want at some point. Like, but that's not us. So
In few words, it's never too late. It's never too late.
Yeah.
So I sometimes have to, you know, the thought about the what if I start before, I wish I would start before. But, you know, it's also nice that each people has his own timing.
Yeah.
Consider also this. You came in this country. I don't know what was your English level, but for sure not the same of many people who are born in here. You came, you know, learning the thing. You came from a different background.
Yeah, and I didn't have any contacts. Like,
another thing you should, you know, be proud of.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you might think it's late, but at least you should not, you cannot at least lose your pride. So it's good to think like this, but, you know, at least you are in a good position.
Yeah, and then to be fair, like, especially in my current job, I'm starting to enjoy Like before I was really, oh, I need to work, I need to like, you know, get where I want to get. Like now I'm filming out of London for a month in location, and places are starting to opening again. Probably also the absence of social life that we had because of COVID. Now I'm really like, we finish work when we don't finish too late, and I'm going out. I'm enjoying, like, I'm really like enjoying all the whole experience, not the work. Like I'm here, I enjoy my time with my colleagues, and yeah, it's just like, yeah, I like it, like the whole experience. If I wasn't doing this job here right now, I wasn't where I am, and I wasn't having this fun. So I'm taking the all good things that this brings.
Got it. Good to hear this. I don't have any more questions to ask because you reply to everything. I now learn how costume work now. I want, of course, to thank you again for giving your time on this interview, especially, you know, now that you came back from a shift.
Oh, thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's nice to talk about it.
I really, of course, I wish people are going to listen, especially those who, you know, want to pursue their career into costume. And I also want to thank those who are listening. And I'll see you to next episode. Ciao.
Ciao.